Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, can America be delivered? Is it possible to save America from the failure that is sure if Joe Biden is elected as president on November the 3rd? Biden has said that he would take away the Second Amendment rights. Here's an article that says Joe Biden told voters the Second Amendment does not protect an individual right at all. He goes on to say that in a town hall hosted by the New Hampshire ABC affiliate, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden made it very clear that he does not believe the Second Amendment protects the individual right to keep and bear arms. During the event, Biden was asked, do you agree with the D.C. Heller decision that regards the protection of the individual right to bear arms and that is common use, which was utilized for the purpose of the law? Biden responded, quote, if I were on the court, I wouldn't have made that same decision. That's number one. And he goes on to talk about the fact that there's no guarantee in the Bill of Rights to keep and bear arms. In fact, Kamala Harris made the statement, if elected and you don't surrender your guns, and I'm quoting Kamala Harris, I'll sign an executive order and the police will show up at your doors and confiscate them. Kamala Harris statement for Joe Biden. So we are in a precarious position, ladies and gentlemen, if we elect Joe Biden as president. We're talking today with Congressman from the 1st District in the state of Florida, Congressman Mike Hill. Mike, before the news, we were talking about Joe Biden's qualifications, and you said that he's not qualified, and you touched on something that is taking place. I want us to dig a little deeper in the Hunter Biden scenario. What has Hunter Biden been doing? What evidence do we have that this is taking place, and how should we respond to it? And what should be done by the DOJ, et cetera, et cetera? Should we just leave it alone because it's a political hot potato? What do you think?
No, this is actual criminal activity that needs to be investigated. And those who committed crimes, should it be found that they committed crimes, should be prosecuted. And what we have evidence of, solid evidence of, Dr. Gene Youngblood, is that Hunter Biden was given access to, I'm sorry, was selling access to his father through various companies out of China and also various countries. And what I mean by that is what they were doing is that they were hiring Hunter Biden to either be on a board of which he had no knowledge and no expertise in, on boards of directors, and with that, he was now giving access to Vice President Joe Biden at the time to be able to allow those companies to operate and to flourish and to receive U.S. funds. And we're not talking about a small amount of money. We're talking where they were paying Hunter Biden as much as $10 million a year, or in other cases, $80,000 a month. And then,
like you say, if I could jump in, if you say, and when you say $10 million a year, and as I understand it, that was on a 30-year commitment that they were going to be paying Hunter Biden. That sounds pretty way out there, but that's some of the documentation that I've read. $10 million a year, and there was a $10 million deposit just for an agreement, just for the first part of the agreement, to just introduce them to Joe Biden as the vice president at the time.
That's right. That's right. And where it gets even worse, Dr. Youngblood, is that Hunter Biden, in one of the emails that they were able to get off a hard drive of a computer that he took to a repair shop and never came back and picked it up, he took it to a repair shop. On that hard drive were emails where he was communicating with his brother and his sister, stating that half of what he was receiving was to be given to Pops, or the big guy, referring to Joe Biden. That is criminal activity. That right there alone should and would disqualify Joe Biden from being president of the United States, one of the qualifications. And his criminal activity is only one area which disqualifies him from being president. We also have to look at his mental capacity. It is very obvious to anyone who has watched him recently that he is in the stages of dementia. It is very hard for him to even put a sentence together. And it's kind of sad, really.
It is, yes.
The Democrat Party will continue to use him when they know that he doesn't have the mental capacity at all. I would venture to call that elder abuse. So here he is participating in criminal activity, which disqualifies him. His mental capacity, he is unable to function. That disqualifies him. But also his physical capacity. We can see it where he's not able to campaign like we see President Donald Trump is, or how any other candidate has been. He pretty much stays home, stays in his basement. He doesn't get out and campaign because he doesn't have the physical stamina to do it, which means that he is not qualified to have the physical stamina to do it as a president. There are too many things that are going against Joe Biden, and anyone who would seriously consider voting for them, voting for Joe Biden, either they are with the cabal, which does not love this nation, or they have been completely fooled and blinded.
I think that is part of it, being fooled and blinded. It's deception, and I think it comes out of a demonic deception where so many eyes are closed. Here's an article, Congressman, that our listeners need to understand, which is coming from a different person than Joe Biden, but it sets the stage of what Biden feels and thinks in relationship to Christians. Here's the article. It says, Chris Cuomo, get in the closet. Serious Christians, your kind are not welcome in public life in America. While interviewing with Senator Hirono from Hawaii last week, CNN Chris Cuomo expressed concern that Judge Amy Coney Barrett's faith appears more central to her value system and behavior and thoughts than it would be for just an ordinary Catholic, he says. Further in the article, of course, what Cuomo really means by ordinary is palatable, acceptable, and tolerable. For Democrats and their left-wing stooges like him, Christians should be free to worship whatever sky fairies they want, providing it's part-time, a part-time commitment, and only behind closed doors. This is the extent religious freedom is on the left. And that's exactly the thing that frightens me, Congressman, with the potentiality of Joe Biden going in office. Our religious liberties would absolutely be destroyed. He's already said that he would introduce a mask mandate if elected president, a mask mandate, which is part of the process of getting the nation to submit to executive orders and submit to authoritarian governmental officials. He will make the decision, he says, to close churches based on the science. And so what we have seen with the closing of churches, and thousands of our churches still closed across America, and what we've seen is the setting the stage, getting America ready for a dictatorship form of government that will destroy, eviscerate our Bill of Rights, including our religious liberties and the freedom of speech. So he is disqualified from the standpoint of being president just on a moral, spiritual basis. Morally, he's disqualified. Spiritually, he's disqualified. And I say spiritually disqualified simply because he would absolutely destroy anything that is called our biblical principles as found in the scripture. In fact, when you look at the Bill of Rights and what we have as our religious liberties, he's disqualified because he'd foreclose and eviscerate those rights that we have today. But, Congressman, I'm looking at an article that says Senate Republicans release explosive report on Hunter Biden and Burisma. Getting back to that subject, that is the Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson. They've just issued an 87-page report. I've read the majority of that report. And literally, based on their report alone, it causes me to wonder if we still have problems in the FBI. Because the FBI, what's his name, Christopher Wray, confiscated the hard drive and the computer of Hunter Biden's in 2019. He's had it now for over a year. The FBI's had it for over a year, and they have done nothing with what I would say is any integrity or any investigation. How should we view that from the Christian standpoint, from the patriot standpoint, from a conservative standpoint? Do we still, in your opinion, do we still have problems with the FBI and perhaps in the embeds in the DOJ?
Absolutely, we do, Dr. Youngblood. In my mind, the FBI and the CIA, its leadership, its top leadership right now, is totally corrupt. And President Trump needs a clean house. Get rid of all that top leadership. They have been corrupted by the Obama-Biden administration. They have been corrupted by the mindset that pervades Washington, D.C., and we need to start over. There is no excuse for why the director of the FBI, Charles Wray, has had that evidence for so long and has done absolutely nothing with it. The FBI and the CIA, the Defense National Intelligence Agency, at least they did come out and say that, hey, this is something that we need to investigate. But I think most Americans have lost any confidence at all in our FBI and our CIA at the top levels. There are great agents who are working at the FBI and CIA at the lower levels. But at those top levels, it has been demonstrated publicly that they are corrupt and they need to be gotten rid of and start over with fresh blood, with patriots who love this country, who will adhere to the rule of law, and will respect our Constitution.
Absolutely. In fact, I just told my bride the other day, I said, President Trump and his swearing in, which will be in re-election, will be January the 20th of 2021. I'd like to see him on January the 21st of 2021. Absolutely clean house with all of our intelligence apparatus in Washington, and not just with the heads, but with the bureaucrats, the embeds that make the decisions on what to release and what not to. Bill Barr has been doing, I think, a superb job with the Department of Justice, but I believe his hands have been tied with the embeds that's there, the bureaucrats, that will slow walk any request that's made. And this is the reason we do not have the Nuremberg report, even to this date, here now 14 days before the election. And along with that, and I've said that President Trump is battling the never-Trumpers. He's battling out of the Republicans. He's battling all of the Democratic apparatus. He's battling with all of social media. His battle is with the all of the regular media, CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, etc. So he's got a major formidable battle before him. But now, recently, Congressman, Facebook, Twitter, and the other social media have decided they're just going to simply prevent any free exercise of speech from any Americans about the political process. Tell us from your perspective what needs to be done, why they're doing it, what the end result will be, and how it should be handled. Section 230, where it gives them exemption, should that be removed? Talk to us about that today.
Yes, that exemption should be removed. They are acting as publishers instead of just a platform where people are able to share and exchange information. When you start censoring what is on that platform, and it is so shocking of their blatant disregard for anything that speaks well for the United States or supports President Trump, the conservative side, they will block that. They will remove it. But anything that looks to the left side, the left agenda, which is the globalist agenda, they will keep it moving, which means that they are now acting as publishers. If they are acting as publishers, that removes their protection from being sued. And I think that is the move that needs to be done for these big organizations, Facebook, Twitter, and others who are doing that. And I would also say, Dr. Youngblood, that there are alternatives that are beginning to pop up, such as Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. That's another platform which will not censor what you are trying to say or your point of view. And more conservatives are going there and leaving Twitter and Facebook, and for very obvious reasons. But I believe that they should be able to remove their protections and act, because they're acting as publishers, they should be able to face lawsuits from those who they have committed egregious infractions against.
I'm in full agreement. Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking today with Mike Hill. Mike is Congressman in District 1, has served there in District 1 in the state of Florida. Mike, I know there are a number of folks listening today that are professing Christians. There are those that are not professing Christians. And yet, we need to recognize the validity in protecting the moral, ethical foundation of our nation. And Joe Biden has said when... I believe he was in Miami at the, what they call the community where they have question and answers from those around about, and they put together by, I believe it was ABC or NBC, and had a dear woman to stand and said that she had an eight-year-old daughter, and the eight-year-old daughter was talking about she wanted to be a boy and not a girl, and wanted to know what Joe Biden would do if president, and Biden gave wholehearted 100% approval and said that if he were president, that he would authorize that. Here's the article. Joe Biden advocates gender change for children. Responding to a mother of a transgender daughter at the ABC town hall Thursday night, Joe Biden vowed to eliminate an executive or any executive orders that discriminate against transgendered people and promised to make it possible for children as young as 8 years old to have transgender surgery. Quote, I will flat out change the law. Eliminate those executive orders. Number one, the Democratic presidential nominee said, the idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I want to be. And make that child's life easier. There should be zero discrimination, regardless of age, when it comes to transgender surgeries. Joe Biden speaking. How do you respond to what would you call the morals of a person as prospective president? And what would that do to Christians across America if that is promulgated in our nation from the Oval Office down?
Well, he has no moral principles. That's just obvious.
That's obvious.
That is complete nonsense. For him to think that an 8-year-old or younger, because he says at any age, can decide what their gender is, that they want to be a boy or a girl, that is just utter nonsense. It baffles the imagination to think that a grown adult, and we have them here in the U.S., I'm sad to say, Dr. Youngblood, that an adult would think that a child is able to determine what their sex is when it's so obvious that God determines your sex. Even before you're born, your sex is determined.
Yes.
And for him to be able to say that if they want to undergo hormonal treatments or actual surgery to deform their bodies, it's just baffling. It doesn't even make sense. And for Christians to think that they could support someone who believes this way, he is morally corrupt, not only on this issue, but in others. When you see the way that he steals from the American taxpayers, how he steals from other nations, and they're given to him just for access, access, when we say access to the vice president, that means to the American taxpayers, to our
dollars,
our company. That's what it means. And so, which is a tremendous amount of money. So they're willing to pay $10 million a year to have access to the taxpayers, which could mean billions, tens of billions of dollars to these companies and to these other nations. And for a Christian to even think that he is plausible to be a president. I can only quote Paul out of Galatians 3:1, where he says, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified." And so I would say it now, you foolish Christians, who has bewitched you? And as you said earlier, Dr. Youngblood, I believe it is demonic that they have been blinded, they have been deceived, because before their very eyes, they can see what is happening. They can see what President Trump has done for this nation, how he has gone into Washington, D.C., and has ended their party. And when I say party, I don't mean a Democrat Party, Republican Party. I mean their celebration, their gala, their cabal. That's what it was. They go to Washington, D.C. for a big party, for a celebration. They go through the motions during the daytime like they're doing legislation and they're helping the American people and so forth. That's just going through the motions. Most of that is done by staff and bureaucrats and administrators. They just go through the motions. Then at night, they can't wait for the party to begin, the drinking, the carousing, the eating, the gluttony. That's all it is a big party for them. And President Trump came and turned the lights on and said the party is over. And they can't stand it. They go in there, they're at this, and at the same time they're getting rich when they go, and it's off the backs of the taxpayers. And that's why they hate President Trump so much, is because he said this party is over. And they want that party to continue. Because they were just having too much fun and getting too rich.
Well, I find it disingenuous, as you touched on that, I thought. Of course, most people are not aware of the fact that Joe Biden's talking about he's from Scranton and wherever it was, and he came up as basically portrays himself coming up as a pool boy, et cetera. That's never been the case in Joe Biden's life. In fact, last year, I think it was $13.3 million of his income, and I think if I recall correctly from the article on that, that he paid about $2,800, $2,850 in taxes, and yet the Democratic Party has been condemning President Trump because he took advantage of the federal tax laws, IRS laws, that allowed him to shelter income. And I think they are all upset because he paid $750. Well, Joe Biden has an S corporation, all of the income and probably multitudes of that coming, much of that coming in from the Hunter Biden fiasco. And it goes into that, and then it is disseminated to Joe Biden and his wife, and they avoid paying the normal FICA taxes and other taxes on it, and shelters it. But it's disingenuous, and most people are not aware of those things. Mike, let me ask you a couple of questions. Our time is, as the little boy says, collapsing quickly. So as our time dissipates, what are the major things that our listeners need to understand today? If you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for what? What are the three, four, five major things that are negative for Christians, conservatives, and patriotic Americans if you vote for Joe Biden? If Joe Biden is elected, what are the major things that we'll see as a tectonic change in America?
If you vote for Joe Biden, first of all, you're going to see that abortion is going to skyrocket here in America. You're going to see where abortion is not only going to be promoted, it's going to be funded by U.S. taxpayers, much like we see with Planned Parenthood today. President Trump came in and started putting the brakes on abortion. It is going to be unfettered should Joe Biden become president. Abortion is going to become worse, even infanticide, as we saw in Virginia and New York, where they say even after the baby is born, that there can be a discussion between the parents and a doctor as to whether or not that baby will survive. Unimaginable. Okay, so we know that, first of all, abortion is going to increase. Your taxes are going to increase. In order for Biden and Kamala Harris to do what they want to do with our economy and with American companies, it is going to require a huge tax increase to pay for that, and not just on the rich. It's going to be on the middle class and on the poor. Everyone is going to feel it. And then thirdly, I would say what you're going to see is a continued attack on our Constitution, on our police force, on our military, and on our rule of law. It will be an utter disaster for the United States if Joe Biden is elected. But I believe, Dr. Youngblood, that President Trump is going to win, and I'm going to say I believe he's going to win in a landslide. Christians, if you get out and vote, it's going to be a great victory for us, an even larger landslide, but Christians must go out and vote. Vote your conscience, vote what the Bible is telling you, and vote for President Donald Trump.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm looking at an article here that says the Biden economic policy will kill 2 million jobs. He's talking about instituting the $15 an hour minimum wage. That will close, this article says, thousands of businesses and put up to 2 million people out of work almost overnight should he do that. But one of the things, not just the economy that is so dangerously in the bullseye, as I would call it, but it's the churches and Christian schools and the pro-life stand that we have as American Christians. I know Congressman Virginia has passed a law that makes it egregious, but it sets the stage for what would be done nationally. This article says, churches, Christian schools, and pro-life ministry standing up to Virginia's alarming new law. It seems that some government officials in Virginia have decided their preferred political ideology trumps free speech and religious liberties. And it goes on to talk about Alliance Defending Freedom that's defending these churches because they're forcing them to accept the LGBTQ agenda. But Mike, it has been my delight to have you on board with us today. I'm thankful that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to talk with us, to let our listeners know what we're faced in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to vote, and we need President Donald J. Trump, that we will continue to maintain our liberties and our freedoms, that we'll continue to have our religious liberties as found in our Bill of Rights, and that that will be protected. And the only way that's possible is for us to pray, seek the face of God, turn from our wicked ways, the Bible says, and ask God to heal our land, and vote for Donald J. Trump in his reelection to protect America. Thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1/2 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 and on Sunday mornings at 8 on 100.3 FM. For expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety at 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. Tune in and invite others to listen.